Breakfast Baddies.
Hello there, Kevin.
On
the Big Red Imp.
On
El Radio. Hoggatron.
On I'm in a hotel in Hatfield getting ready to go and watch Shed 7.
Now that sounds like a lot of fun, Kevin. I bet that Owen and Steph are really, really jealous of you.
On today's show, we have we talk about hashtags.
Hashtag idiot.
Emojis, David Beckham, trains, awkward turtles, who's the messiest, Owen, Kev or Steph?
Definitely Kevin. That boy is a train wreck.
How to look hot.
I guess you would know.
And bruises. That's bruises. Enjoy the show. Bye.
On a serious note, please could you give my best to Rick Witter? Lols.
And welcome to Breakfast Bad. I'm here with Owen and Steph. Owen, what have you had for breakfast today?
You normally ask a different question.
Shit. Owen, why is it called Breakfast Bad?
Because we like breakfast and Breaking Bad.
Steph, what did you have for breakfast today?
A cup of tea.
Owen, what did you have for breakfast today?
I thought we decided that we were going to cut the bullshit. It's the same day as it was for the last episode. Orcs.
The turtle doesn't even cover it right now.
Hashtag orcs. I really like using hashtags in everyday life now.
I can't get enough of hashtags.
Yeah.
I say them out loud. Do you do that?
Yeah.
Hashtag needy.
It's one of those things, you know how some people, they say, I don't mean to be offensive, but, and then they say something really offensive.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like you can say whatever the fuck you want if you say a hashtag first.
Yeah.
Hashtag you're a massive prick.
I totally agree with that. It takes the seriousness out of any situation.
It's so much fun. Like, on Facebook, I did some on Facebook the other day, and then my chiller, like, messaged me. He was like, are you even on Twitter? I was like, it doesn't matter now.
That's not what they're used for anymore.
Do you know what bothers me the most? Like, it's probably like one of the, I've got some other, this still tying to another piece
you
of news.
You did the first cough of the show.
Yeah, I did. Crikey. It's because you just smoked right next to me. Well, thanks for that, mate.
Hashtag that is awkward.
Hashtag, it must be one of the most commonly used things. Apple keyboards still don't have a fucking hashtag.
Hashtag rude.
Really?
You have to, like, do a funny thing to get to them.
Yeah. So, like, I don't understand it. Like, so on Word, I have to, like, do, like, yeah, a shortcut so that I can get to it. Like, on mine, it's Control H for hashtag.
Hashtag. I was on... Tom was doing some homework the other day, and he needed to put a tick on something, and there was no tick on his keyboard either.
Yeah, you have to go into the symbols, don't
yeah.
you?
Yeah, really weird.
Well, I think ticks are definitely less common.
Unless you're looking at the list.
But ticks have been around for years, though.
So have hashtags.
Not that long.
There used to be a sharp and like...
A what?
Yeah, because that's actually... Because I've only recently started like using hashtags just to fit in. But like before that, like if I was writing out like, yeah, music or whatever, and like I'd be sending a set list, I'd be like, this one's in C... You won't have to worry because all your songs are in C or G. But like if I was saying this one's in C sharp... Like, there's no fucking hashtags. I'd have to say this one's in D flat.
The embarrassing thing is, like, we're all musicians here. And I said, they've been used for anything else. And Steph went, for a sharp? And I was like, what were you talking about?
What is this sharp?
What is this sharp?
You mean G wrong?
And also, it's most commonly used for, like, the number. It's a number signal, isn't it?
Yeah, number 7.
Yeah. Not just number 7. It can be used for any.
Yeah, Hurricane Number 1, we're a band that had that as their number.
I'm just, like, really proud that we've actually just dished out some actual knowledge.
It's only taken an entire series and 4 episodes.
I've got another piece of, like, topical news. I wish we could use it for the alphabet game, thank you. You know, I think it's Oxford Dictionary do, like, a word of the year, like, every year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you know what this year's word is?
Serendipity?
Steph.
No, that was one once, and okay. That hasn't been one yet.
Podcast?
No, it's not actually a word. It's the crying emoji. Is the Oxford Dictionary word of the year.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
one of the winky face. That's my favourite one.
Well, apparently the crying one is the one which...
sums up this year.
Yeah.
So I don't think I've ever used the crying one.
Oh, the crying with laughter.
Yeah, the crying with laughter.
Oh, crying with laughter. Oh, that's slightly different.
Yeah.
My mum uses that.
I've used it like 4 or 5 times since.
So I'm like, just trying to fit in with the populars.
The popular
people at the Oxford English Dictionary. Trying to fit in with the cool kids.
Yeah, it's a weird state of affairs, though, where the Oxford... You think of them as being like quite a straight-laced bunch, don't you? And the crying with laughter emoji.
Yeah. I'm not down with that.
I know.
Like, they should be...
They should have the crying one.
Should it have just been lols?
Yeah, no, I just feel like they... why they should always be staunch. Like the Oxford Dictionary, like, if that starts to change, where's the English language
going? Where
does it end? I hate the fact that people don't speak correctly. It really, really
irritates me. Their thing is that language evolves, isn't it? That's what they like to bang on about.
Yeah, but are we going to go back to hieroglyphics, but we're just going to speak in emojis? Is that what they're saying?
I'd quite like that.
That's just kind of how we're going, isn't it? I was thinking that. Maybe the Egyptians were more advanced than us. I don't like
it, because there's that emoji that I don't understand what it is. Like, it looks like it's just got too weird. I think it's supposed to be like a... But I don't get it.
There's a lot of them I don't understand.
Yeah.
There's one which has like two lines coming out the top of his head and he looks really sad.
Yeah.
See, I only use three. I use like the winky smile and I don't even like press it as an emoji. I just do like the semicolon.
And it comes out.
So you're old school, really old school.
Yeah, well, yeah. It just bothers me because you have to go down there and change it and then you have to flip through them and things.
No, that's what the clock's
for. You've
got
the recent things, haven't you?
Yeah,
yeah. All I ever use is like a winky smiley face for if it's a little bit cheeky. A smiley face for if like you're a dick, but it's okay.
Oh my God, I get those all the time. Oh.
It's all right. You're going to be 10 minutes late. Don't worry, smiley face.
Oh, no.
Or the awkward turtle for when things just get that little bit
Can I use that right now?
You sent me that awkward turtle all the time. I thought that was when you were ready for sex.
Different kind of turtle.
In my recently used, that's what we should have done, gone into, you know, you have the predictive text thing on iPhones. Do you have that as well?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So you can type that thing in the middle.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But you just mentioned Egypt a minute ago, didn't you?
Yeah.
Hieroglyphics. Yeah. And they dug out like a tomb the other day, like you know, we were talking about this the other week.
Yeah.
And I was saying, like, aliens might have been involved. They dug something out.
And they found an alien?
Yeah.
What? They
did. It did. It's like a little tiny alien they found.
I don't know.
You're getting confused
online
with, like, a cat or something.
No, it's like a little baby alien they got. No, it's not. It's a fact now.
You guys are just on your phone.
I was trying to do that thing. My frequently used emojis, basically, this is a new phone as well, includes hearts, the winky face, the pig face, standard. I've just embarrassed myself face.
Do you do the pig face for me?
The magical wizard one.
Because I'm a hog.
No, I use it any time I talk about food.
Oh, right.
But that's not really representative because that's like a day's worth of emojis.
There's a thing you can do on your phone now, like where you just press the middle button and then it does a sentence. So you're supposed to do it 9 times?
So do yours.
Do yours.
Okay. You read it out, Steph.
Okay. I am a beautiful person. Full
what
stop.
The, fuck?
The comments for your help. Full stop. I have a look at the moment.
What's wrong? I have a look at the moment.
I can't do it on this
one. Do you want to do mine?
Okay, go on then.
Because I don't know how to
This is
up.
Owen. The fact I can see it as an excuse for not having to wait until you have a great way for... Me.
You just need a full stop.
And I don't...
You don't use punctuation.
...think that it was not immediately. That doesn't make any sense.
Will it work if I do
...to comment on the way I am a big fan and a lot more fun.
Oh, that's I don't weird. Have mine.
Why does it choose these words?
They're your most commonly most common. Used words.
I've never said I'm a big fan of anything. I don't think.
I've heard you say that.
I don't care. I don't think... No.
How do I get it when it's not on there?
I don't know.
I think Andrew turned mine off. And now...
Oh, you can... No, if you flick that little thing.
I beg your pardon.
Oh, no, not that. You see there's a little line there if you flick that up.
You guys sound like idiots.
You just need to do
it's
it.
Not, it's like...
There you go.
Oh, okay,
here we go. Step.
Mine? Oh, no.
The fact I can... be used for this week and a lot more fun and addicting and I don't think it's time for me.
Should we just leave it there? The fact that I can be used for this week and a lot more fun and addicting, I don't think it's time for me. That makes quite good sense.
It's good.
Is this like the start of Judgment Day? I feel pretty judged by my phone. I'm banging on about excuses.
Oh, you're a big fan. No, but you said like that somebody, like the other person's excuse.
Yeah, I'm just sick of people's excuses.
Look, I fell asleep and my alarm didn't go off. Back off.
Oh, dear.
That was fun, wasn't it?
That was fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Not really news, but...
Okay, I think we're into news now.
Okay. News!
News.
News.
Yeah, it could be. Okay, in the news.
Is it on?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. We'll get rid of that, right?
Like I always do.
Remove the evidence.
What was there in the news? Oh, there was that charity football match with David Beckham and his son, Brooklyn Beckham.
Yeah, we watched it a little bit in Denmark, didn't we?
Did you watch it, Steph?
Uh-uh. It was really lovely. He has still fucking got it. He's the best one.
Like we were talking, like Owen, while we were watching, Owen was like, oh, look at that cross, look at this, look at that. Like, he's the best one out there. He should still be playing for England.
He should, he's better than...
No, but like, he was playing against, like, Gary McAllister.
It doesn't matter that...
He was 50.
He's a machine. The man is a machine. Pinpoint accuracy, every single ball.
I saw his buttocks the other day. Did you see the picture of his buttocks?
No. What were you saying?
How have you not seen it?
Why would...
It was on Facebook.
What, with those trousers?
Yeah.
Fuck, yeah. It's amazing.
It can't be his buttocks.
It is. You carry on. I'll
you carry on. I'm going upstairs. Wowzers trousers.
I'm surprised Wowzers wasn't on my phone as a thing.
Yeah.
I say Wowzers quite a lot.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Idiot wasn't on mine.
No, it was on mine. Yeah, he's got these glutes now.
Using that word, don't you?
Yeah, I found it out the other day. I used it on Facebook the other day and I wasn't quite sure what it was.
Yeah, because you wanted someone to eat off your glutes.
Yeah,
you?
And then I realised it was buttocks.
Did you say it because it's shameful?
Yeah, what did you think they were? There it is.
Well, I had two showers in one day.
Okay.
I think I think they're special trousers.
Like, for that, it's pretty good for a man's bum.
Okay. I
think they're pump-up trousers.
I don't think they're pump-up trousers.
I think they're just really tight trousers.
Ooh. Did I tell you about one of the weirdest...
Just looking at that.
Oh, crikey. A really weird thing which happened to me when I was in America was we were potentially in either Nashville or Austin, and we were in this bar, and I'd had a few drinks in there.
I think I know this story, and I'm so excited for it.
And this girl, like, I was talking to this girl, and we were like chatting this, that, and the other. She's like, oh, what are you doing over here? I was like, oh, I'm just over here playing, you know, like blah, blah, blah. And we were talking about it. And then, like, a couple of minutes later, she just put her hand on my leg and started squeezing my thighs. And I was like, you all right? She's like, yeah, yeah, I just love, you know, your kind of legs, you know? I was like, what? You know, soccer players. I just love soccer players' legs. I was like, I haven't mentioned that I play football, like, every couple of months on a Monday night. What are you talking about? She's like, you're over here playing. You're playing soccer, right? I was like, no, music. Get off my legs.
Someone with a little kiss and tell.
She never started, like, squeezing your arms.
Yeah. That was awkward.
I'm surprised that I would have just gone with it, surely, right?
Didn't someone try to drown you once as well, like after after Beckham got sent off in the France game?
Someone threw...
The World Cup.
No, it wasn't
someone
him.
Threw a glass of water.
People have often, like, said that kind of thing, but someone threw a really hard swimming float in my face, because I don't know if you remember there was...
Oh, that went out my nose.
I don't know if you remember the early Big Brothers. There was a guy in there called Stuart who had, like, long hair, and he invented this thing called Team Handsome. And people said that, because I had long hair at the time, and someone thought, like, obviously he wasn't the most popular. Some people liked him, some people hated him. Someone flung from, like, point blank range this swimming float into my face, like, at my nose, because they thought I was actually him. Fucking idiot. What the fuck are you doing? Me and years and years ago, do you remember Fran? Italian Fran?
Yeah, hot Fran.
Yeah, okay. An idiot. We were in Morrison's Cafe.
Stop drinking.
And some man came over to me and said, like, look, I know you're not, but my 8-year-old boy, I've just convinced him that you're Posh and Beck's, like, out for lunch. The fucking Morrison's Cafe. He's like, please, can you just sign this? So I had to sign a napkin. It's DB, number 7.
Was it the proudest moment of your life?
Yes.
It's Fran Italian.
Yeah.
I could kind of get about Posh being, like, of Italian background, though.
Yeah.
Dark hair, like...
Yeah.
Basically, that's all you need, right? I liked the story when somebody mistook you for one of the Hardy Brothers.
Oh, yeah. That I can't really tell. And when I was on a beach in Spain, and I made friends with this, like, young boy and his mental mum and sister. And yeah, he thought I was Jeff Hardy, the wrestler.
Because it's pretty highlight.
I had pink hair, you see.
Did you?
I was the only person on the beach in Spain with pink hair, so that was probably where the mistake happened.
Has anyone ever missed a cue for anyone?
I've had situations where, like, it happens even now, like, when I'm travelling, like, you must get this more than me, when I'm travelling, like, people might think you're famous just because you've got a guitar. Have you not had that? You're missing out.
What do you mean by that?
I've had people asking me where I'm playing and stuff, and I'm like, I'm just, like, playing pubs. Like, oh, I thought you'd be playing in such and such a place, and blah, blah, blah. You're not with, like, and they've sort of said bands and stuff. I'm like, no, no. Like, but especially in Copenhagen, because they sometimes have like big bands playing. I love them.
Yeah. What you should do is, like, you know, you keep reading. I always read these stories about people that like wing their way backstage into a really good concert, like because they've said they're with like security or whatever. You should just take your guitar and be like, oh, I'm just gonna.
I did that once at a festival because I really fancied Sonia Madden from Echo Belly, and they were playing at a festival in Brighton, and there was a backstage area, and people were just going up and showing their wristbands and like walking through. They had the special wristbands, although I didn't even have an actual wristband, so I went up and I just sort of showed my wrist and just walked in, and I managed to get like sort of 10 feet through the door. And the bloke was like, hang on.
That's a bit like what happens when I try and take my little guitar and his carry-on luggage on Ryanair. Like, I'd be like, yep, that's all you need to see. Wait, come back! And I keep on walking.
I once, the only, you know, Bulldog train station is like one of the few train stations around here that doesn't have ticket barriers.
Yeah.
Like, I remember years ago, I got a return ticket to like Stevenage or somewhere from Letchworth, but then I came back to Bulldog. And I was like, it's fine, it's Bulldog. And there was two ticket men standing at the like little thing. And I was like, crap. So I was like, it's fine, I'll just show them. Because there were just hordes of people. I was like, I'll just show it to them and walk through. So I like showed it and walked. Then I was like, oh, I did it. And like this elation came over. And he was like, wait a minute. And I was like, no. And I could have run, but I was too scared that I was going to go to prison forever.
I once did a bad thing. And it was
just once.
Involved Bulldog train station. I was going to my friend Daly. One of his daughter's christenings, and I was going from Hitchin to Bulldog, and I got on the train and idiot, like this was before the ticket barriers, I just didn't have a ticket. I think it was because I got there late. Look at me trying to excuse my crime. And but
not,
I didn't,
it's not an excuse, Owen, if you're late.
So I didn't have a ticket. So like the ticket man came when we were at Letchworth, and I was like, I'm so sorry, I haven't got a ticket. He's like, right, you're gonna have to get off. And I was like, all right. So I got off, but then I noticed, you know, sometimes there's two trains together.
Yeah.
Well, I know, like, I was in the last carriage of that one, so he's got me off, and then I thought, well, he's in that carriage, so I just went and got in the other train, and then went to Bulldog and got off.
Really?
Oh, that's good.
So I got there.
I think trains are horrifically overcharged anyway for what we have in this country.
Not as overcharged as Hertz Hire Car, Denmark.
We can't keep... I had a train thing as well. Well, I had one where I didn't have a ticket, but it was kind of like a genuine one. I think I'd been to Welling. And then I'd gone from Stevenage to Welling, and I had to go from Welling to Hitchin. So I got returned to Stevenage from Stevenage to Welling, and then I had to stay on for one extra stop. I thought I'd pay when I get to Hitchin. Got off, went over to the guy at the thing, and said, oh, I need to pay from Stevenage to Hitchin. I said, I've been to Welling. He was like, oh, it's, yeah, it's just £20 fine. I was like, sorry? I said, like, you know, I just didn't want to get off the train and pay for an extra single. So can I not? He went, no. I said, oh. He said, well, do you want to pay now? I said, well, hang on. I said, I might have a ticket. He was like, well, you just said you haven't got a ticket. I said, well, let's just wait for a minute. Shall we have a look? And I had about 50 train tickets in my pocket because I used to go to and from work. So I just got them all out. And even knowing that I didn't have one, and having just told him, I just wasted a bit of his time by just going through each one. What does that one say, mate? I just went through them for about 10 minutes.
I just remembered another train story that I've got. I don't think I've ever told this ever. My friend Toby, who lives in Australia now,
why are you laughing at that? Australia.
I've met Toby. He's nice.
Yeah, he lent me, for some reason, because I think he was at college and I wasn't or something, and he had like one of these like student rail card things that like got you, it was either free or discounted travel, and like he lost it but then found it, so he had like a spare one and he gave it to me, but I had like a picture on it, so I used it and like it was fine every time apart from once when the guy said, that's not you, mate. And I was like, yeah, it is. And he was like, no, that's not you. He's like, come here, tell me your address. I couldn't remember his address. I knew it was something like Hillfield, but what came out of my mouth was Heathcliff? Heathcliff 7-4. He's like, all right, what's your phone number, mate? And I gave him like the phone number for that house, thinking that, because I knew it off the top of my head, like Toby's house number. So he called up and he was like, hello, he's like, it's Toby there. And Toby was like, yep, speaking. It's like, oh, that's weird, because I've got Toby here. He's like, yeah, this is Owen, his brother. Like, he's completely got it straight away. He's like, oh, fuck off, mate.
That's so good.
So did you pay the fine or not?
I got fined and he confiscated the card. And that was the last of that.
Yeah, somebody tried to do that with me the other day. She was like, oh, I've got like an under-25s like record or whatever. It's about to run out because we're all going to London. It's before my birthday. She's like, you can use it. But literally, I look nothing like her. Absolutely. And I was like, I don't know. It's fine. Like, I tried to get back. She was like, no, just use it. Just use it. I was like, there's literally no point. Like, we couldn't look further from each other. Is that the word? Yeah.
More or less like Ariana Grande.
So, yeah, basically. So I threw it in the bin. It was a fair one anyway. But I used to use somebody, like a girl who looked nothing like me, fake ID, when we used to go to the Heart when I was like 16. And they used to look at it every time and look at me and then be like, meh. They didn't care there.
My old passport, luckily I've changed it and there's a good photo on there now, but for the previous 10 years, I just used to get laughed at whenever I go to customs. Like, they'd always look at it and go, really? And then there's one time, I think I went to, like, Greece or Spain or something like that, and I gave it to him, and the guy was like, he like looked at it, and then he called over everyone, and they went, bah! It was a bad day! And started laughing at me.
Oh, my gosh!
And they gave it back and sent me
through.
Do
you still have it? I want to see it.
Yeah, I've still got it somewhere.
Mine is up for, like, renewal this year. I look nothing like mine now.
It's because there's that thing, isn't there? Like, when do you have to get them when you're, like, 18?
Well, you've grown up. Yeah. You have to get them every 10 years, don't you?
But, like, if you were a kid.
I got mine when I was 16.
So there's a big difference between how you look when you're 16 and 26.
Yeah, yeah. There's not that much of a difference in mine.
Really?
But, yeah, well, like, my face hasn't changed that much.
Like, the previous sentence was almost certainly I look nothing like mine anymore.
No, but I mean in the sense that, like, you, like, when you say, like, you change a lot, like, I've still got a round face that's pale, but now I have glasses and different hair is what I mean.
They say that your face changes every 7 years. You ever heard that?
Really?
That's what they say.
I must be due a change.
Is this news?
I don't think so.
I think it is.
10-year-old passport photos. What else have you got?
The X Factor's going to be cancelled.
Fuck that.
We haven't confirmed this, though, have we?
No, but there's a rumour. Like, to be honest, like, I do watch The X Factor, and, like, it's one of those shows this year. I watched the bit at the beginning. As soon as it's gone to the live shows, I think I watched about 10 minutes. I was like, that's me. I'm not interested.
Yeah, why
not? I don't know. It's just run its course. It happens to me with a lot of TV shows. Like even, like, series that I used to really enjoy. Like, sometimes you just, like, suddenly just sort of, like, fall out of love with them. Like, you must have that with some things.
No.
Have you never started watching something and then sort of thought, oh, this is brilliant, and then, like, after a few episodes, like...
Walking Dead. I'm so bored of The Walking Dead at the moment.
I've written that down somewhere.
Have you?
Yeah, because, like, it's pushing it, isn't it?
Don't... No. I've only seen up to end of season three,
I haven't actually watched the last four episodes because I got so bored. Just... I know the...
For fuck's sake,
I'm
guys.
Right, the thing was, like, that episode with the...
Right. Oh, you
and
guys
it ended
idiots.
On a massive cliffhanger, right?
You're ruining
and then
it for
I was
everyone.
Like, oh, brilliant, we're back.
You're just ruining it for
no,
everyone.
No, it's fine, right? No. And then I put on the next episode. The next episode was just a flashback episode to, like, a different character. They didn't even touch on the cliffhanger.
Yeah.
They just, so give us a break.
I haven't watched. No, I'm just so bored of it.
Yeah.
Especially when you read the graphic novels, it's so different.
It's like Once Upon a Time as well. I used to love
that. My mum loves that.
I used to love it. And, like, I watched three whole series of it. It's like... It's like a world, like, it's like set in, like, America, and then this woman sort of goes on this journey.
It's a rip off the Ted Kingdom.
And she kind of wakes up and she's in, like, fairy tale land, but people don't know that they're characters from a fairy tale. And it's really good and it's really clever. They kind of jump between, like, America and, like, this weird world and stuff like that.
It's got loads of famous people in it.
It's really good, right? And I watched three series nearly. I think I got to about two episodes from the end of the third series. Then for some reason, I just stopped watching it. There's been another two or three series since. I just haven't. I don't
know. It's got the girl from. Have you seen the film version of Rock of Ages?
I've started. You might hate me for this. I started watching it and it darked me out.
She's also. Oh, she was also in, like, X-Men. You know who I mean, like, the main girl and the blonde girl. Yeah, she's really good. But it is supposed to be good.
The Wicked Witch is really good, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's got full of hot chicks. You like it.
Okay, thanks for...
I need a new couple of series to watch.
I knew that's what you were waiting for Steph to say. I thought I'd just say it.
Why would I ever say that? You know my feeling about the phrase hot chicks.
You don't mind it, do you?
No, I don't. But just for the purpose of this,
What do you call hot boys?
Probably by their name.
Quick Witter!
Hashtag fuck
Quick Witter. I just don't think it's the same collective thing. Like, you don't go, oh, it's full of loads of really fit guys. You go, like, there's this guy. Like, I don't collectively put them all together.
Don't you?
No.
That'd be a disaster.
Yeah, it would. Parks and Recreation is what I want to watch
Moving
next.
On.
Yeah.
What?
Parks and Recreation.
I don't know what that means.
Is that a TV show?
Yeah, it's supposed to be amazing with, like, Chris. It's, like, really early, like, Chris Pratt and stuff. It's you know that meme of that guy, Ron Swanson?
You've said about eight names in the last 10 seconds. I don't know who any of them are.
Okay, moving
As
on.
As an Anchorman.
No. I'm grumpy now.
The other thing I've watched this week, which will count as news, was that James Corden car thing. Like, he's in a car. So have you ever seen this? He's in a car and he's driving along, and then, like, the premise is he has to pick someone up to keep him company while he goes to work. Then he kind of interviews them and they just sing songs.
Yeah.
I want to be in that car so bad. I'd love to be in that car.
I like James Corden a lot more than I did. I really didn't like James Corden.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I used to think he was a bit of a one-trick pony.
What's his trick?
Way above his station. being James Corden, like. And then I started watching.
And a tracksuit.
No. Then I started watching A League of Their Own, and I really liked him a lot more. Like, I think it's because he was just everywhere. Like, yeah. After Gavin and Satan, they had the horrible Brits thing, like, and that lesbian vampire killers film. Like, there was just so many bad things.
You're talking about all the stuff I haven't seen. Like, I really like Gavin and Stacey.
You've
really
seen Lesbian Vampire Killers?
No.
Me neither.
I really liked Gavin and Stacey, yeah. But like then I just felt like he just rode off the back of that in that sense of like, oh, I'm James Corden, I'm really loud and I'm really funny and everyone loves me. And
I liked him in that Begin Again film as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was quite good in that.
Don't know what you're talking about.
He's again. In quite a lot of like Hollywoody kind of things.
Yeah,
these days,
there's a new film. There's a film coming out that's like quite serious that he's in, but I can't think what it is.
But yeah, that car thing. I've shown you a few.
Oh, like, I need
a few
to watch Hunger Games.
But like, there's a new like the Justin Bieber one. He's done two with Justin Bieber now, and yeah. Like Justin Bieber gets so much shit for being like a dick, and like I love him now. I love Justin Bieber. He's so funny. Like, it really is. Like, I think like I'd like him to be a friend of the show. He's up there with the people I'd like to be friends with now.
Is he?
Yeah. Him, Rick Witter, Danny Dyer.
I tell you, when I was working on the boat, I met a guy that is his backing singer. And he said that he's a really nice guy and really funny. And yeah. He apparently just loves to, wherever they are, he's always like, wants to sing and stuff like that.
Something really embarrassing happened to me the other day. Like, Kerry said, are you friends with blah blah on Snapchat? I was like, no. And she went, oh, look at this. And it was like, it was me down the George, absolutely smashed. Someone had filmed me on Snapchat, put it on their story, not knowing who I was. And it was me just like pacing backwards and forwards. And it just said, Justin Bieber in 25 years' time.
I was like, baby, no. Please, God, no.
Yeah, so.
I love it when you see, like, I get that a lot of times on Snapchat. So I watch people's stories and they've either filmed people I know or friends with people I know. And I'm like, oh my God, you know this person? They're like, no, I have no idea who that was. And I was like, okay, I'm just like a stalker now.
I was just filming them to abuse them.
Yeah. What I like is sometimes when, because, like, when you put your story up, obviously you can click on and see who's, like, watched your story. And every now and then, like, you have the regular people that watch them. And every now and again, a random person will come up that's watched my story. And I'm like, oh, was that interesting that day? Or, like,
did this person I never do a story. It?
Sometimes, like, every maybe, like, three weeks or... And no, it's maybe longer than that. Like, every couple of months, they'll just give me a notification saying, you're normally one of them. You and, like, Kerry and someone else have Snapchat stories for you to watch. And, like, at that point, I might think, oh, I'll watch that. But otherwise, like, I don't even click on Snapchat.
No, I don't really. Not anymore. I used to.
I never used to, but, yeah, like, a group of my friends use it, and now I find it really funny.
Mm.
I'll show you a Snapchat that I filmed on Saturday night where... I'm really, really drunk and I'm pretending to be Lady C.
I remember me and you having a Snapchat off one day. I think we were both been ill.
Yeah, we were.
And we were just like
that was where the baby ghost came out.
It went on for ages and ages. That was really good fun. We should do that again.
Well, yeah, they have
I'm sure
now.
Whatever I was up to, I was pretty occupied.
You've never sent a Snapchat.
I've never sent. Yeah, but the first one used to be a big one, doesn't it? Like, there's a lot of build up.
It's been around for 2.5 years.
Yeah well.
Okay.
Can we just call this episode The Awkward Tale?
Yeah. I'm going to write that down.
Okay.
Have you paused it or are you just typing live?
I'm just typing as we go.
Typing live. Cool. Yeah. I tried to tie. I had a thing yesterday where Daisy would put a knot in something and I tried to undo it and I've realised I can't undo knots. I don't know if it's my sausage hands. But like, I've never been able to do it. If I get a shoelace...
You've always had sausage hands though, haven't you?
Yeah, but if I ever get a shoelace knotted or anything like that, I can't undo it.
Do you know what I can't do?
What?
I can't blow up. Or tie balloons.
Really?
Can't you?
No.
Weirdly, I'm scared of balloons, but I can do that. But I always blow them up. Whenever I blow them up, like at a party or whatever, blow them up to about a third of the size they should be. There we go.
All done. There's loads of things that I probably can't do.
Like what?
I don't know. Name stuff, I don't know if I can do.
Fly a jet.
Yeah. No, like, because I'm so clumsy, there's a lot of things I don't trust myself around. I'm really good at opening jars, really good.
Really?
Like, considering I have no arm strength, I have really good hand strength.
That's because you have creepy big hands.
Yeah, I know, but, like, it makes me feel really good. Like, there's a lot of things I'm quite useless at and I need help with. But, like, if it's a jar, I can do that on my own. Mm. I'm really proud of that fact. Mm. Get me some jars.
I'm not very good at, dealing with mess. Like, for example, like, sometimes it's my job to, like, clean the flat. If Louise, or even when I live with G, like, whenever they would clean the flat, like, it would look spick and span. When I do it, it just looks the same, but, like, some of this rubbish has moved from one area to another.
As I say, you just move it around.
Yeah, well, I can take the bags out, like, and I do all the things. I, like, go through, and I think, yeah, that's everything done. Just looks the same. And Louise is like, are you going to clean the flat? G, we
so
didn't
you
have...
tidy, but you don't clean, or is it...
Yeah, I think that's it. I think I can tidy, But cleaning, I just if I clean a surface, it will look worse than if I'd have just left it alone.
See, like, because I've been away, like, obviously, like, Lucy and the kids have had the house themselves, and, like, I sort of, when I came back, like they sort of, they almost had an intervention with me, saying how tidy the house had been since I've been away, all three of them. Mm. Like, yeah, and, like, things like, there's a thing that happens, like where we've got a rack next to both doors, front door and back door, so you're always supposed to put your shoes in the rack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're a messy liver, aren't you?
Yeah. And, like, what happens is, like, Daisy's such a little nightmare. Like, if I've gone outside for something, maybe I've taken some rubbish out. I could have done something positive. Come back in. I've left my slippers by the door. I've sat back down. Three of us will be sitting down. And then Daisy will just go, Daddy, are you supposed to leave your shoes just by the door? Or are they supposed to be in the rack? Like, just to get me in trouble? She does shit like that all the time.
That's probably a good thing, though. She's going to grow up to... Well, that's really sexist. She's going to grow up to be a very good housewife.
She said something, like, really funny yesterday. Like, we were driving to ballet, and she said... Oh, Daddy, she said, have I told you that we're going to Milton Keynes on the 12th of December and staying overnight? I was like, really? She went, oh, you're not coming. I was like, aren't I? She went, no, you've got a gig. And, like, ironically, I didn't have a gig. And I was like, I said, I've only booked a gig for that day today. I said, when has this been arranged? She went, oh, Mummy told me not to tell you. And I was like, she must have got this wrong, surely. This is a bit weird. So I phoned Lucy up and I said, like, you're going to Milton Keynes? She was like, yeah. I said, Daisy said that you told her not to tell me. She was like, no, she went and it wasn't like that. She said, like basically, like, they were trying to go out the door this morning. She was like, I need to tell Daddy about, like December the 12th. And I'm like, I would just tell him later. So it wasn't like that. But Daisy made it seem like it was this big secret to get Mummy in trouble.
Maybe it was.
I don't
maybe.
Call her Mummy, like, I call her Lucy, yeah. Just for the record.
Maybe.
Are you both going to Milton Keynes on the 12th of December?
Oh, orcs.
I'm actually in Hitchin hashtag for a girl's Christmas meal on the 12th of December.
Oh, yes, though, are
love
you?
A stretch, yeah. I didn't mean to speak while that was happening, but yeah, so party central in Hitchin.
I'm a big party after I do my gig, I guess.
Well, yeah. I'll probably be in the middle of the Baltic Sea.
Okay, I'll phone you.
Cool.
We'll Snapchat you.
I'm depressed now, shall we go?
There was that thing that we were looking at the other day, wasn't there?
Should we do this as a new section?
Yeah.
Brothers Bear. I haven't started yet, now we've started.
Well, no, because... Oh.
What?
There was that thing that we were reading the other day about things that make guys look hot or cool.
Oh, yeah.
Number three I was a big fan of.
Yeah, even though you twisted that fact.
Well, what was, like...
So, no, you put it to us as, no, there's number three... When a guy when smoking, you specifically said smoking, and it actually said lighting a cigarette, but not smoking it.
That's disgusting.
Yeah, but like one thing on this thing, like every single guy in the photo was like a supermodel anyway. So it's like they chose like models like David Beckham and said this is what makes you look good wearing a nice suit. So well, of course he looks fucking good wearing a nice suit. He's a model.
You might look bang tidy in a nice suit.
Yeah. Well, do I look bang tidy smoking a cigarette?
No.
There is, like, a percentage of, like, five people that look really good smoking a cigarette.
I like
thank
it that,
you so much,
I like it that you went from a percentage to just five people. We're talking worldwide.
There's a percentage of, yeah, there's of like, 5% is what I mean.
Oh, OK.
That look, like, good smoking a cigarette in the sense of, like, what they mean, I think. So, like, yeah, like, the supermodel, like, a Johnny Depp-esque, I'm dishevelled and, like, cool and smoking's my thing. Whereas the rest of the time... Not for me.
Right, my argument is, right, that thing that said, like, yeah, like, you look really good lighting a cigarette, just don't smoke it. If you lit a cigarette and didn't smoke it to look cool, you'd look fucking mental. Can you imagine just, like, if I stood, like, leaning on the wall, lighting a cigarette, and then just putting it on the floor, lighting another one, putting it on the floor.
It's the way a cigarette is lit, as per the picture, so it's like a look when there's a cigarette being lit.
Okay.
I think that's what it is.
Could I get the same look from maybe eating a pepperoni?
you might draw a different type of crowd in if you were that look.
If I do it at the same angle.
Yeah, exactly. Light. And with that hand movement you just did, I think
once again, always light the pepperoni, but don't eat it.
Have we just turned pepperamis into pepperonis?
Yeah, I think so.
Sorry about that.
I thought you were doing it so that we didn't get sued.
Yeah.
That would have been another 50 quid.
Yeah.
Ding. No, because you were dissing them.
No,
wasn't. I was saying it's better than fucking cigarettes.
Yeah. I would never fuck a cigarette. I wouldn't condone that. That'd be weird.
I'm having massive deja vu.
Are you?
Yeah.
When have you ever had a pepperoni
cigarette?
No, I
think that you've said that before.
I don't think so, as a rule.
Not on the podcast.
Yeah. And what else was on the list? So wearing a white T-shirt, just as a thing.
Yeah. I don't look good in white. White's quite fattening.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Is it?
Yeah. Black, dark colour, black. Like, whenever I wear black, people always say, have you lost weight? And I'm like, yeah, yeah. Because you can't say, No, I'm still really fat. I'm just wearing black because that puts them in an awkward
slimming,
situation.
Isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, so the lighter colours don't never look good on me.
I think it's about how you wear them as well, though. Because if you wear it like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should like do a fashion show with you and find out.
Why me?
Because you just said they never look good on me.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, well, I wasn't picking on you. We're all very defensive today, aren't we? Yeah. So your point was you were going to do the opposite list of things that... Because you once said that you liked girls in those ripped black jeans on the podcast.
Oh, right, okay.
Jesus Christ, why were we so nervy? You once said, we were having that conversation, you said that girls were wearing the ripped black things and yeah, you were a big fan of those.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But I didn't know if you'd made a list. I thought you could.
I haven't made a list of the things I like girls to do. That's what you mean, to put out live on the podcast.
Hashtag bruises.
Once again,
so you can use a hashtag and it makes something really...
Doesn't make everything all right. Yeah. Doesn't make everything all right.
Okay.
Do you want me to... Right, okay, if you're going to go hashtag bruises, Owen, do you want me to talk about Zenmark a little bit?
No. Oh, my God. I'm not being...
We didn't bruise anyone.
Yeah.
No.
You just wanted to.
Nothing.
We were talking about that. That's kind of news, actually, I think Ronda Rousey, she got knocked the fuck out, didn't she?
Yeah.
I think that's why we were. I think that's why we were talking.
Because I said a girl with a bruise, I find quite alluring. Because it's always like, oh, how did she get that? And I find it quite an attractive little thing.
You weren't going to bruise
them. No, I don't want to bruise them. But like, if if you see like a really pretty girl and she's got like a bruised leg or something like that, or like
you love a case, don't you? You love a bit of damaged, yeah, damaged kiss.
Look over there at that awkward turtle swimming past.
Physically, emotionally, whatever you like.
I know, like the downtrodden of society. You like to stand up for them. It's the same in that kind of way.
Yeah.
Not that you go around finding charity cases and things.
Hashtag married.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying, you hear what you want to hear. Hashtag married. Got the hashtag.
You keep making me cough this lesson.
How? Is it a lesson?
So you'd find it interesting and you'd want to know more about it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about you? Are we still talking about bruises?
Yeah.
Mm. Oh, okay.
You like it when two girls fight.
We were talking about that cage match, weren't we? I said earlier, was it this show or the last one? I said, I find, like, that Ronda Rousey in particular, like, a couple of her matches, she won because she dislocated the other girl's arm. Yeah. Like,
she threw it like... Sort
of, yeah, in that funny judo. Like, what a vicious thing to do.
Yeah, I wouldn't
Do you think you'd have her in a fight or not?
Nah.
I don't think anyone would, but... I still feel... conspiracy theory, Steph feels really weird about that match.
Why?
Like, with the Holly Holm, because it was such a built-up thing and such a, like... Like, such an issue that, you know, Ronda Rousey came out a couple of days before and was like, I see you through all this bullshit, rah, rah. And, like, when you watch the actual footage right before she gets knocked out, like, she kind of falls and it's a really slow stumble to get up. And, like, Ronda Rousey isn't like that. And I just feel like, I don't know, I feel like there's something weird going on there.
I think, like, her normal thing is she's into, like, the whole judo thing. Like, I think boxing is...
Yeah,
like, whereas boxing was the other girl's thing and they said that she just got attacked, it's wrong, you shouldn't have tried to box her.
Yeah, yeah.
I think...
You're an idiot.
That someone's at the door.
I think it's probably just a postman.
Okay.
Apparently, he always knocks twice.
I was going to say that.
So, should we.
Well, I need to go to work, so we need to wrap up.
Oh,
Nick
Knowles. Yeah, Bob the Builder guy. Maybe they're quite similar, actually.
Well, Nick Knowles and Bob the Builder?
No, Nick Knowles and Duncan Bannatyne.
Okay, let's not get into Duncan Bannatyne now. We'll have to save that. Like, basically, like, that's a whole episode right there, Steph.
I don't think so.
The revelation that you fancy about Duncan Bannatyne is a whole episode.
I'm just saying that, like, 20 people agreed with me on Facebook, if I'm going by the number of likes.
Should we do the game? Do the game and do the wrap-up?
I'm tired of this game. I want a new game for next time.
Yeah, should we get a new game? Well, next time, should we explain a bit about what's going to happen next time? Like, we're going to do a Christmas special and then...
Yeah.
We're not going to do, like, season 3 already, though, are we?
No.
We're just going to have a bit of a break until
Christmas
new year.
Break. Yeah. Like American TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, writer's block thing.
Writer's block?
You know, when they did that thing, writer's strike, not block.
Yeah. Yeah.
Slightly different.
Different things. Okay.
Okay, let's try this ABC game.
A, B, C, D.
That's not the game.
Oh.
Who's starting?
You can start if you like.
Okay. I always start, you start.
Okay, what have we talked about? Give me a clue. Apples.
Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
Apples bruise.
Chicks don't.
Perfect.
That's my tattoo. Chat shit, get back.
Apples bruise, chicks don't. That should be my tattoo.
You know how like last year we were going to make a load of t-shirts saying that hashtag save for the podcast? This series, the t-shirt is going to be hashtag apples bruise, chicks don't.
Yeah. Oh, so I was going to go for a B. Too late. For the B. Oh, no. Okay, every...
Friday...
generally.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say G. Mm-hmm. Every Friday, generally, his...
intestines.
James Corden.
Is that JNK? Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Lucky...
Men.
Never.
Open.
Post.
Nice.
Quite.
Oh, okay.
Ronda? Ronda Rousey.
Stuck.
Together? I don't know.
Under.
Velcro.
Wrestling.
X.
Yo.
Zap.
Done.
I don't know that WXYZ bit that always happens.
What, in the alphabet?
Should we write a strongly worded letter to the Oxford Dictionary and change it?
I feel like, you know, sometimes in poker when, like, you do that thing where some people, I don't know the exact terminology, but, like, you put all your chips and then you stand up. I feel like that's what you just did. Do you know about that?
I'm all in.
But sometimes they stand up, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah, sometimes they do. Oh, there's like, even so... on, like, the online gambling things, you can do it so your man stands up.
Really?
A bit weird.
It is weird. Contact us on all the usual channels. I had a lot of fun today, guys. I just want to say that.
Should we
high five it?
Should we
kiss?
No.
Should we cuddle?
No.
Should we just get you to work?
Yeah, right.
Okay.
People are hugging and cuddling you now.